From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University's Applied Physics Laboratory in Laurel, Maryland, have designed a new humanoid or human-like robot. Its name is RoboSally. The machine can be controlled from a distance and can be used to do work that is dangerous for human beings. RoboSally has two long arms with human-like hands. She can use her fingers to pick up small objects, examine them in detail, and do most things that human hands can do. Each finger contains a tiny motor capable of squeezing 20 pounds of pinch force, enough to defuse a bomb under the direction of an operator. She sits on a metal base with wheels that let her move around, turn in tight spaces, and climb over small objects. Mike McLaughlin is the main investigator for the Applied Physics Laboratory's prosthetics program.
The purpose of that program was to develop prosthetic arms that had all the capability of your natural arms. It would do all the very complex motions that we can do with a natural arm with the robot. So we had the idea that if we did this for prosthetics for humans, we could also put these on robotic platforms and enable the robots to go out into dangerous situations.
It was a difficult job. Mr. McLaughlin says the device had to have many small motors to have the ability to do what a human hand does. It also needed to have human-like strength. The thumb was especially difficult because it permits the hand to hold objects, and everything had to fit into a space about the size of a human hand. The next problem, he says, was to figure out how to control the artificial hand.
So we had to figure out how to make the connection between the brain and this arm. And so we've done that, for example, for spinal cord injury patients, where we actually can interface with the brain and use the patient's thoughts to control the arm.
For search and rescue duties, RoboSally will be operated by a human being using a wireless machine that is far from the robot. The operator will also wear special gloves and glasses. The glasses will permit the operator to see the robot's hands even though they are far away. Mr. McLaughlin says this kind of robot could be used in what he calls dull, dirty, or dangerous situations where fine human finger movements are required.
Opening a door or turning a valve or a factory or a power plant like Fukushima, that was all designed for humans, okay? And so you need to be able to go in and have the human-like capabilities in order to be able to work in that environment.
Mr. McLaughlin says the technology is not ready for everyday application, but he predicts that within 5 years, we will see some wonderful improvements. And that is the Technology Report from VOA Learning English.